Kia Pnimiut, we're page 134, Briti Shalom. On top. Kia Pnimiut, Shmirat Ha'enayim, Sheshayechet Lekol Adam, because the deep meaning of what guarding the eyes is, and it belongs to every human, also to men, to women, to kids, Shekol Adam Tzarich Liyot Tzameach V'Chelko. Every man has to be happy with his portion. And not to look outside his four amos. Not to lift up his eyes. And not to see any man and anything. Not to be jealous of anyone. Not to compare himself to anyone. Only to be happy with everyone's success, to be happy for what others have. We don't need to do that. Someone not to want it to himself. Someone has a nice house. I'm very happy for him. It's probably so good for him. He has a beautiful car. Great. He's married. I'm so happy that he's married. So what if I'm not married? Right, people, no point in the jealousy or anything. You can read the book, Gan HaChokhmah, Gan of Wisdom, you'll get this point very strong. But we don't look at the other. When a driver looks at the other lane, only at the others, what happens? It's called a car accident. And also by us, we're driving this in this world, not to look at the others, nothing to do with the other. That's Shmirat Ha'enayim. The Dugma, for example, Mishu Mitchaten, someone gets married, for example. Gam mi sheravak tzarich lismach simcha shlema b'zeh. Also, someone who's not married. How do you say ravak in English?
Single.
Bachelor.
Bachelor,
single.
Lonely.
He has to be happy.
Yep.
Very.
I see how you feel. He has to be happy with the other one that's married. Lagid. To say, Baruch Hashem. Tadar Rabba Lecha Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Shata mashlim et achisaron. That you're fulfilling the lackings of this Jew. I'm very happy for you, Hashem, and for this Jew that you're doing so good to him. What's it got to do with me? Yeah? Why should I be upset or jealous? We get Mishael Eladim, someone doesn't have children. He should be happy when his friend has children. It depends how you look. You can look at it in a good eye, you can look at it in a bad eye. Which means, what does that mean, bad eye? Somebody has jealousy, and he's thinking, oh, why him and not me? Why him and not me? These questions are called ra'ayim, it's a bad eye. That's called that he puts his eye, what doesn't belong to him. He can lose what he needs, does Hashem wants to give him children? Hashem won't give him children. Why? Because we said yesterday that if someone looks and desires what doesn't belong to him, Hashem takes away what belongs to him. It's very dangerous, this thing. Huh? I'm happy with what you have, what everyone has. I'm so happy for everyone. I'm happy with what I have. Because Hashem, truth is, the depth of it is very simple. It's just simple emunah. Whatever I need, Hashem gives me. Whatever he needs, Hashem gives him. It's nothing to do with. I want what he has. No, I want what I need. If Hashem thinks right now that I don't need what he has, so I don't want what he wants, what he has. I have my own pekale. I don't need his pekale.
Is he saying that you're wanting what your friend has means you already have it, so you won't get it?
Is he?
That'd be what he's saying.
I don't know. You think that's what he means?
It's like you said yesterday. It's like it's yours. You're taking it from him.
So as if you have it again.
If you're taking his wife, not physically, but
just it is.
Then you don't need a wife. You have one.
You have one. It's true. You know, it's a story from the Ben Ish Chai. This guy came to Ben Ish Chai, and he told him, "How many women do you have?" He says, "One." He says, "No, you don't. I see at least a few." He says, "No, I have only one wife." So he said, "Ah, but you look at that one, and that one, and that one. You have many wives. Maybe it's right what he's saying." Yeledra, bad boy. זה מה שרבינו כותב בתורה נ"ד. This what רבינו writes in Torah נ"ד 54. Torah 54 ניגותי מורן is a very 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 fundamental Torah.
54?
Yeah. Very basic in Blessed Torah. Very basic. It speaks about many things. And it begins that the person has to have a zikaron, always to remember the next world. That there anyways it says that when a person wants what doesn't belong to him, it's called a ra'ayin. He has a bad eye. Kmo Avshalom. Right? The son of David HaMelech, שרצה את המלוכה וחיי אביו, that wanted to be king in his father's lifetime. בזמן שעתיים לא שהיה שלכת לו. In the time that it still wasn't belong to him because his father was king. ועיקר הרעיים, the main bad eye that a person has, הוא במה שנותן עינה בראיות אסורות, is what he puts his eyes in prohibited sights. שמסתכל על כל אישה שלא שייכת לו, he looks at every woman that doesn't belong to him. ושם שורש כל הרעיים שיש לאדם. This is the source of all the bad eye that a person has. When he looks at women, then he looks at everything else. כי בעניין חמדת תת אהבה, יש את היצר הכי גדול וחזק. Because regarding this type, everything a person could desire, but regarding this type, it's the strongest type. And the Gemara says, it's the strongest type that a person has. ועל זה אמרו חזל, עין רואה לב חומד. Regarding this, חזל said, the eye sees, the heart covets. זה אוטומטי ומיידי, it's automatic. You see what you want. Regardless, the person could say, I don't think about it, I don't know. It's not true. You're not sensitive about it, that could be. But that's not that you don't think about it. You're not sensitive about it. כן? אין זמן לחשוב או לשלוט על הרגשות. There's no time here to think or to control your thoughts, your feelings. מיד כשנכשל בראייה אסורה, immediately when a person stumbles in a prohibited sight, מיד ליבו מתאבלה, immediately his heart wants. שפירושו שהוא נפל לרעיים, which means that he fell to the רעיים. כמו שלמדנו, we learned שרעיים is what you want, what you don't belong, doesn't belong to you. בכל דבר אחר, anything else, a person's house, a person's car, ישנה בחירה לאדם. The person has choice. He goes שורד, ביתו של חברו, את רכבו, he sees a friend's house, a friend's car. יכולה להיות לו קינה, קינה of jealousy, אבל הוא יכול לעבוד על עצמו, לשלוט על זה. But he could work on himself and control this jealousy that he has. להתאמץ, לסמוך בחלקו, he can make effort to be happy with his own portion and to be happy with his friend's portion. אבל בעניין חמדת התאווה של נשים, זה לא כך. But regarding the lust of the women, it's not the same thing. אלא כל ראייה היא חמדה. Every scene is a coveting. Automatic. It's חזר. Even if a person thinks it's not. חזר, tell us, the only difference is, are you sensitive enough to this or not sensitive? The more a person works at himself, the more he becomes aware and he's more sensitive to every not good thing that he sees. Right? Every type that he sees. לכן מי שאין לו שמירת העיניים, therefore I hope no one feels bad, מי שאין לו שמירת העיניים, someone who does not have שמירת העיניים, what does not have, when I say what I mean, does not have שמירת העיניים, he's not working at שמירת העיניים. To have it, you can work for 30 years and not have it, but at least you're working whatever Hashem wants, he does, but at least you're davening for it, you want it. Okay? Someone doesn't have any עניין with שמירת העיניים, הוא בוודאי רע עין לגמרי. He's completely fallen to bad eye. כי הוא חומד את כל מה שרואה. Because he covets everything he sees. ועובר על לא תחמוד את אשת רעיך. He transgresses this love of לא תחמוד את אשת רעיך. Right? Don't covet your wife, your friend's wife. וכמה וכמה פעמים בכל יום ויום. Many, many times every day. זה משפיע עליו בכלליות בכל התחומים. And this influences him generally in all many ways. שערה עין משתלט עליו, the bad eye, it controls him, it comes over him. וממילא הוא נעשה רע עין בו דברים, and automatically becomes רע עין in other things. For example, לחמוד את ביתו, הוא חושב שחברו, to covet his friend's house, his friend's property, ונופל את אהבת ממון, he falls to the lust of money, ולגזל, stealing, בעוד פגמים רבים, מדחי אל דחי, worse and worse. לכן, בשביל שיהיה האדם טוב עין, in order for a person to be a tov ayin, no one here in this room wants to be a ra ayin. Everyone wants to be a tov ayin, right? In order to be a tov ayin, have a good eye, הוא צריך להתחזק ולעבוד על שמירת העיניים. He has to strengthen himself and to work on guarding the eyes. שזה בחינת שמח בחלקו, שלא מסתכל מחוץ לארבע אמותיו. This is the aspect that a person is happy with this portion. I don't want to see there. It's not mine. Why do I want to see it? If I see it, now I have a test to want or not to want it. But if I don't see it, I don't even have a test. Like we said already, right? What I have, I'm happy with. כי טוב עין זה מי ששמח בחלקו. What someone has a good eye, he's happy with his own portion. שמח במה שהשם נותן לו, he's happy with what Hashem gives him. ולא רוצה בכלל מה שלא שייך לו. He doesn't want at all what doesn't belong to him. הוא מאמין שהשם משגיח עליו. He believes that Hashem supervises over him. ונותן לו את מה שהוא צריך בשביל התיקון שלו בשלמות. And he believes that Hashem gives him exactly what he needs in order for him to reach his תיקון, his personal תיקון. וממילא, זה משפיע עליו בכלליות המידות. Right? Automatically, when he has a good eye, it influences all of his midos. And he's happy בחלקו, שמח בחלקו, happy with his portion in many ways. גם ברוחניות, also spiritually, he's happy that he's not, he davened so well. So what? He davened so well. And I davened like I davened. Right? He's happy in his faults, he's happy in his difficulties. He's happy in his lackings. כי בזכות שמירת העיניים, right? In the schools of שמירת העיניים, הוא זוכה להאמין, he merits to believe, שזה חלקו שהשם ישגיח לתת לו. This is his portion, whatever it is. Right? Person married, married. Person divorced, divorced. He has kids, doesn't have kids. He has money, doesn't have... It doesn't make a difference. He lives here, he lives there. He has troubles, he has debts. He doesn't have debt. זה לא משנה. He knows the one thing. Whatever I have, it's the portion that Hashem supervised over me specifically. Nothing just happened. Supervised over me to give me this thing in order to get close to Him. Whatever it is. This is in order to fix me so I reach my top complete, to be the most complete person, neshama that I have, to complete it the most forever and ever. Only through these difficulties, only through this, a person can merit this only when he starts closing his eyes, not to see what he doesn't need to see. When a person sees whatever he wants, then it very easily falls into ra'ayin, like we said. In order to be tov ayin, you have to start davening for shmirat ayinayin. Every day daven shmirat ayinayin. Which means, mainly not to look at women that we're not supposed to see. Right? And, not only that, not to see anything that we don't have to see. I don't want to see him, and then I'll think about him. Him, and I'll think, why is he doing this? And him, and why is he that? And see this, and see that, and see things in the store, window shopping, that thing. Tov ayin, hu yevorach. It says in the pasuk, someone who has a good eye, he's blessed. Mi shesameach b'chelko, u'bevaday sameach b'simchatam shel acharim. The one who's happy with his own portion, he obviously is happy with everyone's portion. With everyone's happiness, whatever he has, something I'm happy for him. Ki ze lo nogea lo klal lechelko, it has nothing to do with this portion. Shum davar lo al cheshbono, nothing is at his expense. He's not rich because I'm poor. He's rich because he has to be rich. And I'm poor because I have to be poor. I'm not doing anything. Hela hepech. Opposite. Kol simcha. Ben shel ben shel azulat. Every joy, every happiness, regardless if it's his or the others, זה רק מוסיף לו אור ושמחה לכלליות תמונות העולם שלו. It just adds light and happiness to the way he sees the world. Oh, there's more good in the world. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he got married, I'm so happy. Oh, he has children. Yeah, he bought a car. Oh, I feel so good. The world is looking better. That's how he sees things in the world. That's what the pasuk says. Tov ayin u'yivarach. The one who has a good eye, he's blessed. Mi sheyesh lo ayin tova, החיים שלו מברכים. His life is blessed. כי את הכל הוא מקבל בברכה. Whatever it comes to him, he accepts with a blessing. הוא מברך את כל, he blesses everyone. גם כשהם מקבלים דברים שלא עדיין חסרים, even when they get things, also when they get things that he doesn't have yet, he's happy with them, he blesses them, they should have success with it. כמו הדוגמה של אחד שמתעכב לו הזיווג שנים רבות. Like the example of someone who's he doesn't have a zivug. Not married for years, 40, 50, he's not married yet. אבל כשחברו מתחתן, הוא שמח בשבילו, הוא מברך אותו. But when his friends get married, he's happy for him. And he blesses him. וזה לא מתערבב לו עם עובדת היותו מעוקב בזיווגו שנים כה רבות. It doesn't confuse him with the fact that, oh, I'm not married. What's the guy doing anything? Well, because he got married, so what? Okay? כי הוא מחזיק באמונה אמיתית והשגחה הפרטית. Because he holds in the אמונה, the true אמונה, and השגחה פרטית. Right? Like the Shbuch who supervises precisely over everyone. שהעיכוב שיש לו בזיווג, he is not married, it's the best thing for him. He has no questions on Hashem. He doesn't batch himself down that he's an idiot or he's this or he's that. He has no complaints. Why is the other one married? Why am I not married? A person like this is blessed with everything. Even though he's not married, he's blessed with everything. And you could take this example to anything in your life. So, that was Briti Shalom.
Tlunot?
Tlunot. Complaints. Thank you.